The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I was inspired to do something different here today than we usually do. Judy's already nodding her head in agreement. I'm glad for this. She agrees. Because the idea was that there's at least five of you here who've been on a month-long retreat over the last 2 months. And it's pretty special to do in a month-long retreat. And I thought maybe they could make a little panel and come up here and just 2 or 3 minutes each, just what that experience was like, what they want to share. I mean, they don't have to share the deepest secrets of it, but get some flavor of it. Are you still shaking your head? I wonder if any of you would be game for sharing a little bit so that people who've never been on one get a little flavor of what that's like. If it doesn't have to be personal, it could just be like, what's like to be on these month-long retreats from a point of view of a retreatant. Any of you game? Yeah? You come up here and then maybe... Any other? Yeah? You don't have to, if you want. Yeah, come. You can come up here. Oh, you want to do it from, you can do it from there. And there's more of you, too.
So.
You can sit in the chair if you bring a chair. Bring a chair over, maybe. Anybody else like to? There's more of you here, so. Great. So 4 is pretty good. They couldn't get enough, so they came here today. Oh, it looks like you're starting, Judy.
For me, it was a month of watching the mind, and it was not always fun. It's kind of appalling, and I didn't really find anything new, but 4 weeks is a long time to watch this thing going on. I was paying attention in my own practice to both meditation practice and daily life practice, and I think the retreat for me strengthened my understanding of how I work and choices that I have and a little more freedom than I knew before. My favorite part was sometimes feeling really happy, and that was very cool. And the last day of the retreat, I was in a car with 2 other retreatants, and we dropped one off, and then I dropped another one off. And when I was in the car by myself, this little retreat joy came up again, and I thought, oh, good, it's not over. And I'd recommend it highly. Sometimes it was boring and sometimes tedious, and I only wanted to leave twice, which was pretty good.
Thank you. I'm inspired by that. I sat a month in February, so that's now 4 or 5 weeks ago. So I've had a little more reintegration than the other folks sitting up here. For me, what I appreciate on long retreat is the intimacy that we find with our own heart. I find that each retreat, and particularly long retreats, my mind and heart are at a different place. And we can see a little bit more of that when there's more time to settle. And it's almost a chance to get to know, oh, what's here now? What's coming up now? And to have a wider range of things that we can be with, because a wider range of things are going to come up when there's so much continuity of mindfulness over time. And on this retreat in particular, I did quite a bit of Brahmavihara practice that's offered every day on these retreats at Spirit Rock. And for me, it was quite meaningful this time to go through the the four that are offered, and notice how they interacted with the mindfulness practice that I was doing at other parts of the day. I saw more clearly the link between them and how those intentions, as Gil was talking about with our intention, how those feed into the way our mind begins to operate just all the time. It's a little hard to describe, but the continuity of such a long period of practice is really valuable for understanding how the mind works. Thank you.
I'm Sasha, and I attended the March.
I think you have to hold it a little bit closer and hold it horizontally.
Okay. I'm Sasha, and I just got back a few days ago from the March Lanfang, and I would echo some of what was just said about the incredible value of that kind of continuity of practice. It's extraordinary to have that much time and to have the amount of support that the retreat center and the Sangha and the teachers provide. It's really just one of the most extraordinary things I've ever experienced or learned about or been exposed to or learned that even was possible, you know, that it's even possible to gather a group of people together like that for that long of a period of time, for that beautiful of an intention, and just all the different things that happen in the support of that space. For me, I also spent a lot of time sitting with the neurotic, sort of entertaining, mostly exhausting activity of my mind. And early on in the process, I was sort of lamenting to Gil this terrible thing that was happening on my precious month-long retreat, was that my mind was really doing all of this annoying stuff. And could he please help me make this stop so that I could have a peaceful month-long? Isn't that funny that I said that? It was so funny. But I was totally serious. And he said, you know, you are going to have to, I mean, he might not have said it quite like this, but the gist of it was, you've got an opportunity here to make friends with this mind of yours. And I was like, and then I was like, oh, and the rest, and thank goodness that conversation happened early on, because the rest of the month, what happened in that process for me of making friends with the neurotic mind was that I got to both see through it and also learn how to relate to it in a kinder, less reactive, more mindful way where I'm just not taking it all that seriously, but I'm also not at war with it. And for me, that brought a lot of fruitful insights and just space inside myself. So I'm really grateful for the opportunity, and I highly, highly, highly recommend it. And if you think, I could never get the time off, or I could never find the money, or I could never da-da-da-da-da-da-da, just trust me, if you start playing with the possibility of it, you'd be surprised the way things can come together to support you in doing something like that. Because I didn't think it was possible either, and it was.
I'm Carrie, and I sat the retreat in February and March. First time I had done 2 months. Been wanted to for a very long time. And well, I'd like to echo, first of all, what's been said about intimacy. I was able to find and establish an intimacy with myself like I've never known. I saw the places inside of me. I saw the bodhisattva as well as the Hitler and so many things that were both humbling and ennobling. And just that in and of itself at one point made me realize more deeply that the one I'm looking for is the one who's looking. And I also wanted to echo what's been said about continuity of mindfulness, which is an extremely powerful thing. And I think, in addition to allowing me to see so many profound things, really has increased my confidence. Confidence to do and be in the world, confidence to do and be the practice, and confidence and faith to remember that everything that I do need is really here to be uncovered. It was not always easy. The first 3 weeks were incredibly challenging. But I kind of compare it to, you know, flying through the clouds. It was a pretty bumpy ride. But then the blue sky and the sun became visible. And this happiness that they speak of that is not dependent on external conditions revealed itself so many times. And it's very, very beautiful. So I feel the deepest sense of gratitude to myself, to all my teachers. And I highly, highly recommend, if you have the opportunity, or if you can create the opportunity, that you do so, because there's nothing more worthwhile that you can do that'll make you happier, I think. Thank you.
Here. Thank you. So, it used to be in the old days, people would go off and explore the world and come back and tell the village, you know, what they found. And now they go off not so far away to explore their minds and hearts. And so they've come back to the village to tell us what they found. Thank you. And I think it's really a great thing to do these long retreats. I kind of think it's kind of like, you know, I don't know if it's a fair analogy, but it's kind of like, you know, you're supposed to go to Mecca once a lifetime if you're Muslim. And I think if you're human, once a lifetime you should go on a month-long retreat. It's a pretty phenomenal thing to do, wonderful thing. And do you have any questions you want to ask our illustrious panel of explorers?
I always wonder about leaving family.
Being away from family, husbands, significant others, you know, a month, 2 months, that's a long time. And I don't know. I guess I have compassion for the people that I would leave behind. I don't know.
Does that make sense? Anyone? I have a lot to say about that.
Yeah, here.
Is that a question?
Yes, yes.
So I totally relate to that and struggled with that before I left. I have a husband and an animal who is bizarrely dependent upon me and will not be dependent upon anyone else. I'm totally serious, like won't eat when I'm not around. So it was a very difficult decision to make. And I struggled so much with it during the first 2 weeks. So much, like deep, like bone-wrenching longing. And what I discovered was that, I know this sounds like something out of a book, but I discovered this was actually real inside my experience, that there is a difference between my love and my attachment, and between their love and their attachment. And when I really got that difference, the whole thing changed, and I spent the last 2 weeks loving them, but not caught in that bone-deep longing. And I couldn't have done anything better for all of our relationship than to leave. And that's evident, you know, just in the last 5 days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe one more question, if you have any you'd like to ask them. Here, then, Jim.
Just about, you said that improved your relationship from your side or from both sides?
From both sides. Both sides, for sure.
So from both sides.
It's only been 5 days, though. So. I can't say much more than that. But, I mean, there are very deep things that happen when we take time. I mean, independent of what my unique configuration is like and my relationship is like, kind of separate than that, I think for all of us, there are really unique things that happen when we nurture our intimacy with ourselves, like the way everyone's talking about, that has a really big impact on our relationships with others. When our intimacy and our confidence in ourself and our practice is really strong, it the implications for that, I can feel, even though it's only been 5 days, I can feel how far-reaching that is. So.
Great. Thank you very much, panel. It's wonderful. And thank you for going on retreat and coming back and sharing it with us. And one of the things that we do at the retreat is we do kind of a dedication of merit. And part of the dedication of merit is may the benefit and the merit of the retreat that we just sat be shared with many people and spread out. And so in a small way, you've shared, you know, a little bit of your experience, and maybe it's been meaningful for you to hear it. And so thank you. And so now we have our time for cleaning.